Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Episode 10 is about perception versus reality and your attitude and willingness to deal with change. The harvest moon shines bright and is a reminder of the onset of winter for those of us who live in the Midwest. It is big, luminous, and beautiful. Well, the other night I was coaching my daughter and her teammates, 13 under 13-year-old girls who play soccer in our hometown. I affectionately refer to them as the squirrels. Practice was running a few minutes late, and the sun had set and the full moon was looming over the eastern horizon. The girls were standing as we were doing our cool-down stretching and staring in amazement how huge the moon was. It was at this point that, well, Mr. Knightsky, the old teacher, and me kicked in, and we did a little experiment. You see, when you see the moon on the horizon, and it looks very large, it's not actually any different in size than normal. It's actually smaller. Your brain is playing a trick on you. Here's the science. When the moon is on the horizon and you believe it to be massive, it's nearly 2,500 miles further away from you than when it is directly above you. The moon never changes size. It doesn't get closer to you when it's on the horizon. Instead, your brain processes the information and tells you, based upon the current surroundings, that moon is really close. And your brain projects it to you as huge. You want proof? Do what I did with the squirrels. I have to pause here because I'm certain that my players and the parents were trying to figure out what was going on, and as well as the people driving by, they must have been thinking, what in the world are those kids doing? I say this because if you want to change how your brain processes information, you have to physically change how you look at the issue. So here's the experiment. When looking at the moon on the horizon and believing it is gigantic, do what me and the squirrels did. Face away from the moon, bend over, and look at the moon between your legs. And voila! The moon is all of a sudden back to its normal size and boring. The squirrels kept switching back and forth, going up and down, and were completely confused, a little lightheaded, and asking me, "Coach, how did you do that?" Although I would have loved to have left them with the illusion that I have immense power and can change the moon's size, I show them how it works. Your brain sees what it knows is a very large object. It sees it on the horizon, and then it amplifies the size in your mind. Turn your brain and eyes upside down, and the horizon changes. Then your brain says, "Huh, regular moon." If you want to try this experiment on yourself, without waiting for the next large, looming moon, Google Ponzo illusion, and you can do the experiment on yourself. Our mind and emotions often do this when we face a change. We like routines, we like consistency, and we like predictability. Take all of that away, and we become a little anxious. We all place ourselves at the center of change. Many of us, when immediately confronted with a change, go to the WIFM mindset. WIFM stands for, what's in it for me? Sometimes we ask the question, excited for the change, and sometimes we ask the question, anxious about the change. But everyone does it. What's in it for me? What does this change mean to me? The reflection needs to be, how am I approaching what is a known change and take time to process it? Abraham Lincoln was famous for emotionally responding to issues on paper and writing them out and putting that note in a drawer to return to it later in order to control his emotional responses. Hundreds of his letters were never sent or seen because he took time, changed his perspective, collected more information, and eased into his new realities. Do we do that? How many tricks do we play in our own mind in order to avoid change? One of my favorite tip jar quips is this: if you don't like change, leave it here. When we face change, what is a known constant in all of our lives, can we look at it in a different way? What actions can we take to support ourselves so that the change can be embraced? Too often, we are confronted with a new reality, and we just simply don't like it. We convince ourselves that it's a bad idea, that the person forcing the change is a buffoon, or we justify the status quo, often the same status quo that we quietly complain about to others. Like W. Edwards Deming said, it's not necessary to change. Survival is not mandatory. Leadership on all levels is about looking at the changes around us and seeking the why. Driving your mind to understanding the change and working within the new reality is a core skill of leaders. Victims cast blame. Leaders cast solutions. Procrastinators hope that the change will never occur, or they will work to fail in order to ignorantly preserve the current reality. All the while, the leaders change their own reality on their terms, building new knowledge and optimistically looking to build their skills. One more final metaphor. I collect maps, and one of my favorite world maps is from Australia. When I've shown it to friends, I get one of two responses. What a cool map! Or, what's wrong with this map? You see, the Australian map has Australia in the center of the map, not the United States. People who are otherwise reasonable, intelligent, and witty get legitimately upset or confused because the United States is in the upper right-hand corner, and I've changed their reality. It's important to remember that while many of us believe that we are the center of the known universe, we're not. Leaders get that. They understand perception is not always reality, and that people need to work towards a change mindset. While others will fight change, justify the wrong perception, or simply ignore the new reality, we need to see the beauty in the changes that are presented to us, recognize that our mind and emotions are strong, and sometimes our own brain leads us to a false reality. But if we simply take the time to look at it from a different angle, empathize, and change our mindset, we'll be leading and not following. So the next major change that presents itself to you, do what the squirrels did and change the horizon. Rewrite the reality and look for the possibilities of new knowledge and growth. Like change, no matter how many times we look at the moon on the horizon, it's going to look huge. But the reality is, it's the same size as always. So let's do some smart thinking. When faced with the reality of change, how will you approach it? Will you look at it the same way you always have, or will you change your perception? As a leader, teacher, or parent, how can you support others when they are confronted with change? Will you simply tell them to deal with it, or will you show them a new way to look at it? Reflect on your own attitude when faced with change. How do you model the acceptance of the shift in your reality? Do you look at the reason for the change, or do you try to justify not changing? And finally, when you create a change in the lives of others, how can you demonstrate what's in it for them so that they can help their own brain and heart accept the new reality? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, I want to thank you for listening. Please remember to share this on your social media platform. And if you have not yet liked our Facebook page, please remember to follow us on the Smart Thinking Facebook page. And finally, I want to thank you for listening to these podcasts. Researching them and writing them is incredibly rewarding, and looking each week for inspiration in the normal is just plain fun for me. I appreciate hearing that kids and parents listen together and discuss these concepts at their dinner tables or before breakfast, and I love that they're being played during the meetings and in classrooms across the state. Thank you for fueling me. I really, really appreciate it. Also, thanks to the U13 girls soccer team for sparking within me the concept of today's podcast, as well as a great victory this weekend. Let's go, squirrels!
It seems these days blue's covered up in a cloud and a blanket of grays. And I know it's fine, but I feel a lot better with you in a bottle of wine. Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on. Well, there's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me.